From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Patrick Hine reports in the Times Union that Gary J. Sheldon, 74, and Patricia Platt, 77, both of Clarksburg, Massachusetts, were hit by a car and killed on September 9th on Route 20 near the Lebanon Valley Speedway racetrack in West Lebanon. The newspaper did not identify the 36-year-old woman from Lee, Massachusetts, who hit the couple with a 2019 Subaru Crosstrek. The racetrack's Facebook page said that was the track's last evening of racing for the season. After a large brawl 2 months ago, the Columbia County track said they were hiring an on-duty sheriff's deputy and installing new cameras, but the newspaper could not confirm if that happened. Police are investigating the incident, and you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Diane Pinheiro Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that prominent conservative and liberal scholars have argued recently that former President Donald Trump cannot run for office under the 14th Amendment because he took part in an insurrection. Local representatives Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Pat Ryan, a Democrat, predictably disagree on the issue. Ryan said, and I quote, "The constitutional scholars that have written on this, including many very conservative constitutional scholars, asserting that Trump should not be on the ballot, is a very compelling argument. I think it's something we have to take seriously, and that I want to certainly hear from more experts on it. I think it could likely end up in the Supreme Court," end quote. Molinaro disagrees, saying, and I quote, "You can't consider the 14th Amendment in static as if it was dropped a week ago. It was in the result of the near loss of the American Union, and the concept was that we didn't want that kind of experience again, and therefore we used the Constitution to protect against states leaving and those using military efforts to overtake the Union. When you apply that, you have to apply the rest of the Constitution, which is due process. Every man and woman is afforded due process. Level the charge, consider the charges by a court, and then get the individual to a penalty. That's the basic American standard," end quote. The 14th Amendment was passed so that people who take up against fair and legal voting in this country, who acted against the electoral process, were ineligible to win office. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, said the amendment, and I quote, "was written post-Civil War to deal with exactly the situation we find ourselves in right now, where there are those who had seceded from the Union and hijacked control of it, and in 1861 voted to block certification of elections, just like we had in 2021. So we're at a very perilous time, and I'm glad that the folks had the foresight to include this in the Constitution," end quote. While Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, does not believe in disbarring Trump from office, he would not say if he supported him. Asked about Trump's role in the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and recordings of Trump's alleged attempt to subvert his election loss in Georgia, Molinaro only said, and I quote, "Let's get through this next chapter," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York has a new law prohibiting employees from disciplining employees who opt out of meetings about the employer's political or religious views. Governor Kathy Hochul signed the legislation that expands employee protections of speech and conscience. Mario Salento, president of the New York State AFL-CIO, said, and I quote, "We applaud Governor Hochul for signing into law three critical pieces of legislation that ensure New York State leads the way when it comes to protecting workers' rights. Among the new laws is legislation that addresses the long history of employers using so-called captive audience meetings to force their views on personal decisions related to religion, health care, politics, or joining civic or fraternal organizations or labor unions. This news protects workers by preventing employers from taking adverse actions against their employees for refusing to participate in such meetings," end quote. Hochul bragged the bill helps make New York, and I quote, "the most worker-friendly state in the nation," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.